Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. It was a great honor for the delegation of Japan, specifically my predecessor, Mr. Kazuhiro Nakai, to serve as the chair of MX2. It is now my great honor to present the MX2 chair's report at this meeting of state parties. Mr. Chair, the COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the crucial importance of the BWC more so than ever. Despite the extraordinary circumstances and owing to the cooperation of all participants, the MX2 successfully met for two full days. We had 12 working papers submitted, 7 technical presentations, and 3 guests of the meeting presentations, all of which sparked fruitful discussions. The in-depth discussions, sharing of experiences and of ideas all indicated the clear interest of delegations in the review of developments in the field of science and technology related to the convention. I would like to thank all delegations for actively participating in the work of the MX2, including before the meeting, during our webinars and informal consultations, and also after the meeting, through submitting comments during my compilation of MX2 report. In light of numerous advances in science and technology, I took note of delegation's call for the BWC state parties to take a proactive and inclusive approach, and to not only assess the risks, but also the benefits. In addition to the factual MX2 report, the chair presented, in an independent capacity, a summary of the discussions along with the chair's views on areas that would benefit further discussions, with a view to helping state parties consider how best to discuss and promote common understanding and effective action on the topics in accordance with the consensus reached at the 2017 meeting of state parties. This is done without prejudging further discussions or any national positions. Here, I will provide a quick overview of these. Firstly, with regard to agenda item 4, broad support has been expressed for a systematic and structured science and technology review process in the framework of the convention to monitor relevant developments and assess their potential implications. The topic has matured within the MX2 through discussions, working papers, and proposals. At this point, some key features have garnered convergence of views to promote to some degree, and many state parties have expressed their readiness to engage further on this issue. The second, regarding agenda item 5, discussions throughout the intersessional period have seen a number of state parties emphasize the importance of a systematic approach to examine potential risks and benefits of advances in life science with relevance to the convention. Following discussions, presentations, and working papers submitted to the MX2 on biological risk assessment and management, several possibilities remain to be explored, by state parties on the question of assessment methodologies. Regarding agenda item 6, many state parties have noted the importance of voluntary codes of conduct. The topic has increasingly matured over time, notably with the Tianjin Biosecurity Guidelines for Codes of Conduct for Scientists, presented at the 2020 MX2 and recently endorsed by the Inter-Academy Partnership. Many state parties have expressed their support for the Tianjin Biosecurity Guidelines, including their endorsement at the 9th Review Conference. While some state parties expressed their wish to continue discussions on this. On agenda item 7, it seems that state parties largely share understanding of the importance of closer interaction with the scientific and technical communities and the involvement of non-governmental experts, scientists, professional associations and industry in the work of the convention. In conclusion, I would like to thank all the delegations for their active participation and contribution to the discussions we had. I would also like to express appreciation to Ambassador Milo for his continued support. Other office holders of the Bureau for their coordination and guidance, and the Implementation Support Unit for all their help in organizing our expert meeting. Thank you very much.